best for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
Hello again. I'm telling you about the Dean Burgon Society meeting, which we had in July. I know it's not July, but this is the first time, well, the second time last program I talked about it. I'm reading you a letter that I wrote for our ministry. My husband, D.A. Waite, is the president of the Dean Burgon Society, and we do a great deal of work for it and for the cause of the textual King James Bible's text, which is the Textus Receptus. What a blessedness. God be with you till we meet again. Neath his wings protecting hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God be with you till we meet again. Pastor Ron Tottingham from South Dakota and his assistant, Pastor Tom Rose from South Dakota, of course they are, drove from that state on their motorcycles. Talk about the wind and the rain in one's face. These former Marines gave rousing sermons that definitely kept a person awake. Dr. Tottingham preached Don't Give Up the Battle, and Dr. Rose on Dangers of Multiple Versions. You can get these tapes, you know, if you just write us. In fact, you could call and order them, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. David Hollywood of Pennsylvania gave a long dissertation on inspiration on inspiration, comparing it with a clock and a sailor finding where he was in the middle of the ocean. I got a little seasick trying to figure it out, but it's there if you listen. Dr. Ed DeWitt from Illinois, recently tragically widowed since last we saw him, is a humorist. He rescued some of us from hearing the heavy speeches with words of wisdom tucked in between our laughter. I'm one of his fans. D.A. Waite Jr. from Maryland, our oldest son, who is full-time with the Bible for Today, and the footnote author of the Define King James Bible. Do you have one? Shared some of his detailed research for a future BFT offer concerning the Greek words that were cut out of the text by Westcott and Hort over 100 years ago. If you want one of those Bibles, just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9. There'll be more research on that project later. Pastor Paul Reno from Maryland gave a thoughtful piece, as he always does, on altered Bible terminology dangers. My husband says of Pastor Reno, he's always well prepared. Another one of our sons, Dan Waite from New Jersey, who works full-time here at the Bible for Today in our home office in our church here in Collinswood, New Jersey, is very active in the publication of the books printed by the Dean Burgon Society. He and his father are now working on a new reprinting of Revision Revised by John Burgon. Dan spoke on the word of the Lord. You hear that. You read it in the scriptures. I thought his illustration about the scholar saying that the two Greek texts, the Textus Receptus, which underlies the King James Bible verses, and the Nestle Allen or United Bible Society Greek text, on which almost all modern versions are based, only differ from one another 7% of the time, we're told. That really isn't true, but that's what we're told. The other side said there are very little difference. Dan asked the audience if he would put our money in the bank and told us if we would lose 7% of our money or even 3% of it, how would we feel? Would we say that it didn't matter because there was very little difference? Would we say that it didn't really make that much difference because we had most of our money left? I'll let the weightier things about the textual difference be left with my husband. Now, Dr. Strauss is now of Connecticut, but he was formerly with Dr. Rod Bell Seminary in Virginia. He gave a scholarly address from his manuscript, Christ's Words Won't Pass Away. He spoke of dynamic preservation, a phrase he must have coined to denote the changing view of biblical preservation as being only the message, the concept, the thought. That is what most of the well-known fundamentalist schools are teaching, you know. In time, with such ideas, we will have no Bible. We were told that message, concept, thought, that view of translation was the beginning of apostasy. He pointed out that when the Westcott and Hort followers continue to say that the loss of Greek words between the two texts is only half a page, they are wrong. Dr. Strauss said, "Why, the account of the woman taken in adultery is that long." And you know, that's what the other texts say isn't in the Bible. He wondered rhetorically, like the rest of us, what do the scholars consider the length of a normal half page? What about the last 12 verses of Mark? You know, the other texts don't have that in their Greek either, for the most part. Isn't that omission more than a half a page? Dr. Strauss, now of Connecticut, as I said before, is starting a seminary there in connection with a local church. Wouldn't be surprised if he made a track or booklet of that Dean Bergon lecture. Maybe he has already. Editor David Cloud of Old Timothy in Oklahoma is a serious speaker. He looks out at the audience as he speaks. His topic was separation and the Bible defense. As usual, he has done his homework. My husband was glad to have Mr. Cloud in our Bible for Today Baptist Church the following Sunday after the Dean Bergon Society meeting. The only trouble was we were out of town and we didn't get to hear him, but we did see him and listen to him on video. We were sorry that Dr. James Seitler, he's a doctor, a medical doctor, you know, from South Carolina, was absent. He had no ride from South Carolina to Maryland at the last minute, and his health did not permit him to travel alone or fly. We missed a scholar report in his family, but hope he will have a driver next year and be able to give his Westcott Trinity College NISFIT that we missed this year. He's done much research, proving that Westcott and Hort weren't all they were cracked up to be. Also, we missed Pastor Ted Lee. He, too, is of South Carolina, who was to speak before us for the first time, but he couldn't. In fact, he was going to drive Dr. Seitler, but he had to remain home because he was seriously ill. What a peace is mine. God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. God be with you till we meet again. Canada was well represented by two speakers. Dr. Gary Lamour of Toronto gave the last part of his paper, The Modernist, in 2 Timothy 3:16. He kept telling us that we could get the whole thing in the DBS Yearbook 2000. Only thing, I must confess, I don't read them. A young man in our church told my husband that he thought Dr. Lamour was one of the best speakers. He said he also liked Dr. Tottingham, too. I must tell you, there's someone for everybody's taste. Pastor Dennis Gibson of the Toronto area, who wasn't listed in the original speaking listing, gave some letters which had been written years ago from Dr. Stuart Custer, and I think others, maybe one of the Bob Joneses, not senior, on their textual position. Bob Jones University has had a strong Nestle Allen stance, and if I remember correctly, pro-NASB. In fact, our daughter, who attended there for a year or so, told us that she was told by her teacher to get an NASB. That's a New American Standard Version to use instead of the King James Bible when she was a student there. It was an eye-opener for those who didn't know. Of course, having had children who'd graduated in attended Jones, and they did get a very good education. We became aware of their anti-King James position in the classroom, which the school tries to cover up nowadays by always using it in the pulpit. I always liked Pastor Gibson. Maybe it's his accent. He recently has written a book on the Book of Proverbs, which is being published by S.H. Toh in Singapore. Dr. Toh did the commentary in the back of the Defined King James Bible, you know. Do you have a King James Bible? Defined? It was footnoted by our son and is published by the Bible for Today. When I'm covering the folks with accent, Pastor Gibson speaks with an Irish lilt and Dr. Lamour has a slight Canadian sound. Let me tell you of Dr. Paul Rowland. Mr. Paul Rowland. Excuse me, I gave him a doctor. Excuse me. He won't mind. He's from London, England, from the Trinitarian Bible Society. Last year, he was very careful with what he said so that it would be exact. Therefore, he spoke from a written manuscript. But this year, he spoke extemporaneously, and it was delightful. His topic was TBS stands for M/MT/TR/KJV. Anyone with an English accent sounds so polished and scholarly, you know. Sometimes I can get my husband to speak with an English accent when we are alone and no one is around. He's good at it. I tell him he'd have bigger crowds if he talked that way in public.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel, guide. With his sheep securely fold you, God be with you.
Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. I just hope you women are listening to these reports about the Dean Bergon Society, because which Bible you use is very important. You should know, because you are the teachers of the children of this world for the most part. You are the ones who instill within the children of this world, of our country and other countries, whoever's listening, you are the ones that put the seeds of doubt or assurance concerning the Word of God in your children's hearts. Be very aware of this version issue. It's your duty as a mother and a grandmother. I'm in his care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
Again, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. That's what Psalm 27:11 says. That's exactly what the Dean Bergon Society is doing for you and other women. Teach me thy way, O Lord, the way of truth, found in the Received Texts and Masoretic Texts. Those are the original texts behind the King James Bible. And lead me in a plain path. What could be plainer? Now I'm continuing the letter that I wrote a while back about the Dean Bergon Society, which was held in July at the Elkton Church in Elkton, Maryland, Maranatha Baptist Church. Pastor Bill Hendricks was supposed to speak on Thursday afternoon, but for some reason didn't know in advance that he had to leave early, and so he had to switch with our son Dan Waite, who was scheduled to talk on Wednesday night. Pastor Hendricks' topic was The Oldest is the Best. It was sort of a play on words, because that is why what the Westcott and Hort people say about Aleph and B Greek manuscripts. One woman told me that she was blessed by this message, as well as something that I had said in the women's meeting on Psalm 16:6, within the border of our lives. You know, I talked about that a long time to you, too. Better be sure to get the pamphlet. Right. She said that Pastor Hendricks got her thinking about the 18 inches between her head and her heart. Some of us have a head knowledge of Jesus Christ, and who he is and what he did at Calvary, but we have never really accepted him in our hearts, our heart of hearts, in honest belief and acceptance. Yes, the devils do believe and tremble, but they are not born again. Are you? Michigan was well represented at our meetings. The Vice President, Bob Barnett, is from Grayling, and radio speaker Stewart has a home in Harrison where he pastored for several decades. You see, I'm a little partial to Michigan myself. That's where I received my engagement ring over a half century ago. Dr. Waite, my husband, graduated from the University of Michigan before he was my husband, having studied classical Greek and Latin there. Even though he began a pre-medical education through a series of events in his life, God pulled him away from medicine and money to serve him. But don't let me get off on that subject lest I forget what I'm talking about. Pastor Spitzbergen is from Michigan, too. He chose a sticky subject. His topic was sodomite seduction. I must confess I was rather uncomfortable during his presentation. Oh, well, that's how it is when you're a lady my age, I guess. God be with you till we meet again. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite death's threatening wave before you. God be with you till we meet again. Remember I told you we always sing that song when we leave each other at the Dean Burgon Society? Dr. Gary Webb, this was his first time with us, a former user of the NASV, by the way. He's an excellent speaker. This North Carolinian pastor received his doctorate from Bob Jones University and learned well the wrong textual way. He has a quality as he speaks, winning the hearts of his listeners. I have heard him often at the annual Fundamentals of Faith Conference with Pastor Dickerson there in Elkton every March. At this year's DBS meeting, Pastor Webb gave his testimony how he took the long road from the Nestle Island / United Bible Society Greek text, Westcott and Hortite, onto the Texas Receptus Highway. The Texas Receptus, you know, is what the King James Bible is based upon. It didn't come easy at first to be convinced that the King James Bible position was the right position because of the proper text. As a student, he was taught everything that he had to unlearn later. Let me read that again. As a student, he was taught everything that he had to unlearn later that he had learned as a graduate student at BJU. As usual, evangelist Don Jasmine from Maryland gave an interesting address. He told us about Bruce Metzger's textual influence. This editor of the Fundamental Digest, you get it, always has his message packed full of facts, as you'll see when you view his videos or hear his audio tapes. You can get these from Bible for Today at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. That's the same address when you write for the pamphlet Within the Borders of Your Life. Or you can call 1-800-JOHN-10-9. I realize that I'm not telling you about the speakers in order as they spoke because one reason is the schedule was all mixed up this year with people leaving, not arriving on time, and not being there due to sickness. The last evening sessions were very informative, I thought. Each of the speakers used overhead transparencies and gave scholarly presentations. Dr. Kurt DeVitro from Massachusetts taught us about the Septuagint and how it wasn't what the Lord Jesus read from the temple. He explained all the pros and cons about the Septuagint and the falseness of some of the teaching that is taught in schools concerning that Greek manuscript, a translation of the Hebrew, often very loosely. Dr. DeVitro kept saying, "Give us the facts, man, just the facts," or something like that to take off in that Friday detective program. Dr. David Brown from Wisconsin gave a superb lecture with pictures that showed his hours and hours of research. This was a lecture that could not be whipped together overnight. His subject was the great ?Unshuls. Unshuls are the capital Greek letters that all run together in the Greek manuscripts. You must get this video from us as well as Dr. DeVitro's to reap the benefit of all the research. For those who are just new to the video, the version textual issue, you probably won't appreciate the scholarship here because it's a little bit advanced, but is it necessary? I remember when I first heard my husband talk, I didn't know what in the world he was talking about. But keep reading on the textual thing, trying, listening, and before you know it, you will understand more and more. It's important to you. It's a woman's job to know what the right version is, what the right Greek text is, because she's a mother, she's a grandmother, she's a wife, she's a teacher. The cleanup man, you know, is always my husband, Pastor D.A. Wade. We're from New Jersey, if you didn't know already. He spoke on fundamental Bible misinformation. As you know, if you have heard my husband speak in the recent years, he uses many, many overhead transparencies to teach these King James Bible textual defense subjects. If you have the book with the tiger on the front called Fundamentalist Bible Misinformation, you know about his book, which is an answer to the misinformation found in the book From the Mind of God to the Mind of Man. That book is doing a lot of damage and misinforming people. It's also making those who know the truth very upset. Well, this DBS lecture gives some updated news on the book and related subject as added information. Often people leave for home before Dr. Waite speaks, but the people of Maranatha Baptist Church made up for all those who left early. We had a good crowd. I can't say enough for the hospitality of Dr. Dickerson, Dr. Hitchens, and their crew. The meals were well served and the church was open and friendly. You should visit there sometime. Well, I want to tell you about the DBS women. I don't know if I have time or not. I have to hurry along. Mrs. Hollywood was our first speaker. She is a dear lady, and I think you would love her. We call her one of the older women that we can go to. She's from Pennsylvania now, but formerly Wisconsin. I recognize her as one of the older women that Paul spoke of in Titus. She has earned the title. She certainly has, and I respect her wisdom. As she mentioned, God has enrolled her in a course of His school of life that she never wanted to take. But isn't that true of many of us? But it was a surprise to her at her age. Yes, she's in her 80s. He has given her overwhelming responsibility in her old age that she never dreamed of as a younger woman. She said a friend was praying for her to have contentment. And her answer was, "We all need it." How true. Mrs. Hollywood challenged us never to get over being saved. She said, "There are going to be enemies, but we go on." She exhorted, "May I encourage you women to be soul winners?" She told of her godly, soul-winning father who promised his heavenly father that he would serve God regardless of the cost. And cost it did. He left his beloved Methodist church when they took the blood out of the hymn books. She told of her father's rules for returning home on time. He would stand at the door with his railroad watch in his hand and say, "You are late." Even if you were only 1 minute late, what training for a future dean of women. That's what Mrs. Hollywood became. She encouraged the pastor's wives in our audience to pray for the impossible people in your churches. She told how she had to discipline a girl severely. That same girl sends her $5 every year on her birthday because of her gratitude for setting her feet in the right direction of obedience to the college authority and thus to God. She said, Mrs. Hollywood did, "God doesn't play favorites." Mrs. Jean Dow, the Dean of Women of the Maryland Baptist Bible College there in Elkton, was our devotional speaker. She encouraged women to keep faithful to the principles found in the Word of God. She sadly told of how more than half a dozen women that she knows today have left their husbands and are making a mess of their lives, the fruit of women's lib. Mrs. Joseph Pagano, a pastor's wife from Middletown, Pennsylvania, spoke of her husbands and her journey from the wrong Bible to the King James Bible. Their church people have purchased case after case of the Defined King James Bible since it was printed. You better get yours. She told how the footnote definitions of uncommon words helped the children in their school as well as their parents. She also spoke of the Christian Lake Camp in New York State, where my husband was a speaker for 2 years ago. The Paganos brought their young people and pitched in cleaning, pruning, and making a dock for the swimmers. She said that it was one of their goals to teach their young people the work ethic. They did, too. I introduced people. I read an article by Pastor Schaefer out of Anchor Baptist Church in Salt Lake City called The King James Compromise, which I wish I had room to quote to you here. Get the tape. And then I talked a little bit about this program just for women in my booklet, Within the Borders of Our Lives. It was written from my own experience and heartaches, and how Psalm 16:6 helped me see that all things were okay. Why not order the first two cassettes of this radio program that we've been having? Or order this one if you want to. The programs on the first tapes are 8 programs, and you can order all 12 of these 50-minute radio programs for only $7. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the price, but call 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Also mentioned was the Bob Jones University inconsistent position on the Textus Receptus and the King James Bible. It's an open public letter to Dr. Bob Jones III that my husband wrote. This answer is to President Jones for his must reading. It's in booklet form now, so get it. A man from Virginia drove up to visit our church last week, and he got 50 of them. He says that this open letter is doing a good job in opening the eyes of people regarding the wrong Greek stance on BJU and its president. Oh my, here I am running out of time, and I didn't even get to sing a song. I'm in God's care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
Whithersoever I heard him call. And so I replied, I give my all. Reflect on your answer, he spoke at the start, for he knew the breach 'twixt my words and my heart. So he led, and I followed through each waiting day, till my heart and words had but one voice to say, whithersoever, whithersoever. My mother wrote that poem when she was a fairly young mother. She wrote it about after a sermon that Pastor Willits preached in our church there in Ohio. He was preaching on Luke 9:57. And it was from this passage that she wrote that poem about whithersoever. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Dear friend of mine, dear young woman, dear grandma, dear teenager, or child, what if it said, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, you said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And you may have said that. You may know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you may have said, I will go whithersoever. I will go where you want me to do. I'll stay where you want me to do. I'll do what you want me to do. But Lord, I didn't mean this. I didn't mean this when I said whithersoever. Oh, sometimes we forget that within the border of our lives there are problems. We didn't expect our child to be ill all of his life. We didn't expect our husband to be sick and dying. We didn't expect our loved one to lose his mind and had Alzheimer's. We didn't expect that. We didn't expect to fall down and break our wrist today. We didn't expect it. We didn't expect our husband to be unfaithful to us, to go with another woman and then come to us and say, I love you. We didn't expect this, whithersoever, whithersoever, as my mother wrote. So he led, and I followed. He knew the breach 'twixt my words and my heart. Oh, my. I think of Jeremiah, what he said. Let me find that passage for you. It's in Jeremiah 45:5. And seekest thou great things for thyself, young woman? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. There's another whithersoever, whithersoever. Seekest thou great things? Did you think you were going to live in a nicer house? Oh, didn't you say whithersoever? Jeremiah the prophet says, seek them not. In fact, the Lord spoke this to him. Seek them not. Seek them not. Oh, how easy to seek great things for ourselves. I'm thinking of my favorite passage, which I read to you very much. It's found in 1 Peter 5. I put this on all my letters, and I read it to you many times. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There is another place it whithersoever goes. God will exalt thee. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. He will exalt you in due time. And your exalting may not be what you thought it would be when you dedicated your life to Jesus. You know, I think of the beautiful flowers in the desert. I'm sorry I don't know the names of them. Maybe you do. But no one sees those flowers, except perhaps some explorer or some airplane or lands, helicopter lands in that area, or someone is out there that strayed away. A beautiful flower. No one would have seen but God. And there are many such flowers no one sees but God. Seekest thou great things for thyself, flower? Seek them not. God will exalt you in due time. Of course, a flower isn't like a person. Many times there are jewel people that are tucked away in some mountain home, tucked away on some city street, tucked away perhaps in a beautiful home on a lovely street with trees and flowers. All by herself, she said, whithersoever. God will exalt her if she lives for the Lord in due time. Maybe not to anyone else but to himself. And after all, aren't we supposed to live for Jesus? I'll live for Jesus day by day. Take my life and let it be. Aren't these things that we sing and say all the time? And yet when we're locked up in a place that's like a prison to us, we resent it. Remember our Psalm 16:6. Remember that in that little booklet I want you to get? Psalm 16:6 is about the borders of our lives. And I can't help but reflect upon it again, even though I told you I was finished with it. I'll never be finished with it, because this is what God has used to comfort me in my whithersoever yieldings. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I hope that you order that booklet. Please just send you your name and address. It'd be nice if it were self-stamped. It's 43 pages, little pamphlet. It fits in a regular business size envelope. Now I want to read something to you from Mr. Baird, B-A-I-R-D. It's from something that comes from Australia that I received after my mother died. It was her mailings and all the mail was forwarded to me. Wholesome words it's from. And I hope I haven't talked away my time. That's what some preachers do. You know, they talk away their time and then they never give you anything edifying. Oh, to be content ourselves in the sphere where God has placed us. Or as the very words of Scripture say, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called, and therein abide with God. 1 Corinthians 7:20-24. It is possible to be filled with the spirit of restless discontent that craves influence and eminence, that thirsts for position and authority. Such a one would rather be powerful than useful, high rather than holy, seen rather than felt, preach rather than pray, run unsent rather than a walk with God. May the Lord open our ears to hear the message of the whosoevers. Have there not been Christian women who, becoming possessed with a spirit of insatiable ambition, have allowed fleshly discontent, like some lurking restless worm, to spoil them for all present fruitfulness? When they were content to be as and where God had placed them, there was a spiritual fatness about them. They were sweet and they were cheerful. But having left their first estate, they soon became lean and sour and morose. The rule of the thistle became manifest, and as it was with Diotrephes, the only way to get along with them was to bow down under them. Oh, I don't want to be that kind of woman. What an awful, costly price to pay for a little momentary authority and preeminence. Beloved sister, think twice. I pray you before you leave your spiritual fatness for a paper throne, before you barter away your sweetness of character for the empty bubble of temporary power. I pray that you think twice. I entreat of you before you sell your birthright ability to cheer the heart of God and man for the red pottage of position and authority. When any such offer is brought before you, whatever the sphere, linger long enough to inquire on what terms you may attain to it. If you find it can be reached at the expense of your fatness and sweetness or cheerfulness or usefulness, then entertain the vain thought no longer in your mind than you would care to nurse a cobra in your bosom. The place where we are is most likely to be God's appointed place for us. Let us wait there until he says to us, as he said to Abraham, get thee out. That's found in Genesis 12:1.
If we could see beyond today as God can see, if all the clouds would roll away, the shadows flee, our present grief we would not fret, each sorrow we would soon forget, for many joys are waiting yet. If we could know beyond today as God doth know, why dearest treasures pass away, the tears must flow. And why the darkness leads to light, why dreary days will soon grow bright. Someday life's wrongs will all be right. Faith tells us so.
Whithersoever I heard him call, and so I replied, I give my all. Reflect on your answer, he spoke at the start, for he knew the breach 'twixt my words and my heart. So he led, and I followed, through each waiting day, till my heart and words had but one voice to say, whithersoever, whithersoever. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, why not? Receive him today. He's been my Savior since I was a little girl, about 10 years old, and he is the Lord of my life. I'm in his care. Are you?
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking Just for Women.
What a success! I asked a man, his cheeks aglow with health. He answered me with mighty scorn, why, success is gaining wealth. Then, on bended knee, I asked the Savior with Peter by the sea. And a wee small voice within me said, success is follow thou me. So good to be with you again today. So good to come into your homes. I know you're washing dishes, or maybe you're in the car. I don't know, but all I know is that you're listening to me and I'm talking with you. And I can visualize you. Yes, there you are, sitting in that chair. You were writing a letter and now you're stopping a minute and wondering, what is this woman talking about? Or you have your portable earplugs and you're running outside. I wish I could run. I can hardly walk sometimes. You really are disciplined, you runner. I want to tell you about my father. His name was Ren Sanborn. His friends called him Bud. My mother called him Buddy. And I loved him so much. He was a Fuller Brush man. Yes, for many years in my early childhood, Daddy was a Fuller Brush man, and he knocked on the doors. He was supposed to meet a friend, one of the head salesmen, to teach him how to go house to house, and he waited and waited on the corner. This was probably back, I was born in 1927, so it was after I was born, I suppose. He waited and waited, and the salesman, the top man, didn't come. Well, he didn't come on time, and Daddy got tired of waiting, and so he began knocking on doors by himself. And soon he was making sales. Yes, he was. Now, in this day and age, we don't have many door-to-door salesmen, and we're not too glad to see them either when they come. We're suspicious. We're afraid they're going to kill us. They're afraid they're going to steal from us. We're afraid they're looking around and seeing what we have to steal from us, and we just don't want to be bothered. Daddy had a way about him, and he was a natural-born salesman. In fact, all my uncles were. And when the salesman, the head man, got there, he said, "Oh, hi, Wren, what are you doing?" And he'd sold so many things that day. He didn't need the instruction from the head salesman, and before long, Daddy became the head salesman. Well, after he worked for Fuller Brush Company, with a few things between, he ended up working for the Stanley Home Products Company. He became a manager and a very successful man. Yes, he was a door-to-door salesman and a very good one before the party plan was introduced. You know, Tupperware has the party plan. Well, Stanley was the first. It was the originator of the party plan. It was a help to the housewife to have a man come with merchandise rather than go to the store for herself in those early days of door-to-doors. Of course, times are very different now. With the crime rate so high, a woman is afraid to go to the door, but for the most part, the woman is not at home. And I say this sadly. I think that is the change. Not that the person is a pest necessarily, but the when the woman was home, it was not a big interruption to have a salesman come, for she needed the merchandise. She didn't have a car. She had children to care for. There weren't stores so handy. She needed what the salesman had for her. Today, there's a big interruption. The household is disturbed when the doorbells ring. Plans have to be laid aside for visitors, even friends when they come. In the olden days, people dropped in on people without calling first. Now, it's an unwritten rule to call first for the most part. We received a letter from a friend in Nebraska. We met this man at meetings in, where was it? It was in North Carolina in the Raleigh area. And he, one time as he was traveling, stopped by to see us, and he ended up in Nebraska. I think that's where he was originally from. Sometimes people like to go back to their roots. Well, he wrote a long letter concerning door-to-door people being bothered, and he said in a San Antonio, Texas radio station, maybe he was visiting in San Antonio then, he said there was a talk show that dealt 3 hours with uninvited, unexpected, unsolicited guests. Door-to-door visitors. He said, "Amway and Fuller Brush Company salesmen don't do this anymore. I get a catalog myself, and I notice the Fuller Brush merchandise in the catalog with other things. These people use more modern, more efficient marketing methods, cable, TV, promoters, college students selling magazines and subscriptions. Why, our oldest son, he went to Houston, Texas, and sold magazines for a whole summer. It seemed to be safe then. He's about, he's 51, I believe, 51 now. And in those days, you could do this. You could let your son go out and sell. Today, I wouldn't think of it. How about you? Anyway, college students selling magazine subscriptions, religious zealots turned off far more people than win them. That's true. You have people come to your door. You can tell by the way they're dressed what religion they are. Granted, a few lonely souls welcome these unscheduled interruptions as diversions. And sometimes those people get taken in by salespeople. Some of us older people, we've got to be wise. We can't have people selling us roof that doesn't work. We have to be careful. Sometimes the lowest price is not the best roof. We learn that the hard way ourselves. And these lonely people encourage door-to-door solicitors. But even if the person's dressed neatly, sometimes we, at the other end of the door, do not welcome. Several callers, though, at that talk radio, called the talk show host and said they never answer the door for unexpected visitors. They said that in many communities, in apartment complexes, in towns, there's big signs that say no soliciting. I'm glad that wasn't true when my father was a door-to-door salesman, or else we would have been mighty hungry during those Depression years. Before air conditioning and television came along, well, there was a lot of door-to-door visitation. We were just in Cape May, New Jersey, a few months ago, and we took a trolley, and the lady told us all about the different Victorian homes. And she said the women in the evening, of course they had no air conditioning, and it was hot, but there were breezes from the Atlantic Ocean. That's why people came from all over, even from the South before the Civil War. And she she said the women in the evening would dress up and make pompadours, large, beautiful hairdos, and they would promenade down the walks of their town with their husbands. They would hold their husbands' arms, and they would visit with the people. They would show off what they were wearing. They would look in the parlors. The parlors would be lit all up with nice lamps, you know, and they would look in. They could see what their neighbor women had, and they could show everybody what they were dressed like. And that was their way of conversing, as well as the front porch. Oh, how times have changed. And I miss not promenading, but I do miss some of the things we used to do as children when there was no air conditioning and no televisions. Oh, I think I've read enough of this letter. He went on to talk about dog bites and malicious property invasion ways of stopping people. But I'm thinking of my father, and I'm thinking of the success that he had. You know, I remember a friend of mine from the Ohio. She married a New Jersey person right in our area. In fact, my husband introduced them, and we dropped over one time when they first came to the community, and we were so happy to have friends nearby. We had lived in this house for years and years without any friends, and they were so surprised to see us. They had planned a picnic with her husband's brother. We had no relatives. We knew no brothers. We knew nothing like that. So sometimes we do have to be very careful when we go. Nowadays, even a pastor should call first and not catch someone unawares. And yet, should that stop us from telling people about Jesus? No. My father's favorite passage was, "Be strong and of good courage." It was one of his favorites from the book of Joshua, the first chapter. "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous," spoken to Joshua, "that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." My daddy had good success, not because he was successful in business, and he became very successful, but because he knew Jesus Christ as his Savior. Do you?
Lord Jesus, take this life of mine. I give to thee my all. Thy Spirit has made safe to me.
Church here at the Bible for Today Baptist Church at 900 Park Avenue. It was a song of dedication because we were starting a church in our home because God was compelling my husband to do so. And I'm so glad that he did. It's been a real blessing to us. Isaiah 33:6 says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times," the stability, "and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." I ask you again, are you in God's care? I am. I'm under God's care because I'm a child of his.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.